This is KNKX. The Seattle Seahawks host the New York Giants on Sunday afternoon. The Seahawks are in first place in the NFC West, and KNKX sports commentator Art Teal expects them to stay there. Art, for the first half of the season, the Seahawks had the worst defense in the NFL, but on Monday night against the Eagles, they held them to just 3 field goals until a Hail Mary touchdown at the end of the game. It doesn't seem like the worst in the NFL label applies anymore.
Yeah, they've really turned it around, and very quickly. 3 weeks ago, they gave up 23 points to the Rams. 2 weeks ago against Arizona, it was 21 points, and then 17 against Philadelphia on Monday. It's really been a remarkable turnaround because they've finally gotten a pass rush. They have had 19 sacks in the last 4 games. And now they're 10th in the NFL in sacks with 31, and that was their big weakness. So they seem to have solved their biggest defensive crisis in the first half of the season. And now it looks like in December, they are at full speed.
And who or what is most responsible for this turnaround?
Well, 2 players have really made a big difference. Jamal Adams, the strong safety, has returned to health. He missed 4 games and then had a shoulder injury after coming back, but he's healthy now, and he certainly looked it Monday against Philadelphia. He led the team in tackles with 9. He had a sack, had a tackle for loss. He brings so much energy and enthusiasm to the defense. And the second guy that brings the big help is Carlos Dunlap, the defensive end. He's got such a high motor that opposing teams really have to counter for his presence. Dunlap did hurt his foot against Philadelphia Monday, so he might be a question mark for Sunday. But the other thing that happened was a big team meeting among the defenders called by the defensive coordinator, Ken Norton Jr., in which he had each player stand up and tell about his job, his responsibilities, and be accountable to the rest of the team. And apparently it was a big deal. Pete Carroll said it was one of the most powerful meetings he's ever attended. And I think it really did get everybody together on a defense that, because of injuries and because of newness to the team, hadn't been connected.
So how does all of this set up the Seahawks, Art, for the rest of the season?
It sets them up very well because their schedule is the best among the remaining contenders because they play weak teams. The next 3 opponents, the New York Giants, New York Jets, and the Washington football team, have a combined record of 8-25. So the Seahawks are going to be heavily favored in all 3 of those games, which means that they should be at 11-3 going into 2 division rival games, the Rams here and San Francisco at wherever they're going to play, which apparently is Arizona because of the pandemic. So they're going to be in great shape to win the NFC West, which I think they're going to do. The key after that is to try to become the NFC's number 1 seed to get a bye in the playoffs first round. They're going to have to surpass the New Orleans Saints, who are 9-2 right now, and so the Saints are going to have to lose another game for the Seahawks to overtake them. And of course, the main thing for the Seahawks is to keep their perfect record of having no games lost or players lost to the coronavirus. They've done a great job. The only team in the NFL who's had a clean record. So that's the biggest asset they have going into December here.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.